Today's shiur of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Siman Tuf Lamed Dalid, and we are up to Sif Aleph, and these are Dinim HaNohagim Tekef Achar Habdika. These are the halachas that apply immediately following the Bedika, the search for the chametz. Now this particular Sif teaches that one has to properly store the chametz that remains in one's possession after the Bedika. So the Shulchan Aruch begins, Achar Abedika Yenezar Yehei Nizar Bechametz Shemeshayer Latznia Shelo Yitzdarech Bedika Acheres. Following the Bedika, one has to be careful to hide away any Chametz that he leaves over so that he will not need another Bedika. Kigon Im Yitlenu Akbar Befunav. For example, this would be the case if a mouse were to be spotted taking it, or if some of his bread is missing, such as when he puts down 10 loaves and finds only 9. Let's see the Mishneh Berurah here. Sifkatan Aleph, Achar HaBedika, after the Bedika, that's when you have to be careful to hide away any chametz that he leaves over. He says, likewise, during the Bedika itself, one has to hide away the chametz that he plans to eat later. Why? Because there's concern that after he has completed searching one corner and goes to search another corner, then a mouse might be spotted taking it and dragging it to a corner that has already been searched, already had a Bedika. Sifkaton Beis. So a person, again, has to be careful to hide away any chametz that he leaves over, shemeshayer. Shemeshayer lachi lasa. Any chametz that he's leaving over for eating. Same applies to chametz that one finds during his bedika and puts it aside to get rid of it, eliminated the following day in his biur. Now, for discussion of why we eliminate the chametz the following day rather than at night to prevent it from being moved about by rodents and things like that, and the permissibility of actually eliminating it at night for that purpose. So we're going to get to this a little later in Siman Tuf Mem Hei Sif Aleph, and the Mishneh Berurah is going to deal with it there in Sif Katan Zayin and Ches. So anyway, Vaha'olam Ein Matznian Ela Hachamet Shemotzian B'Shas Habdika. Says the Olam, the masses of people, the people, the Olam HaTaira, only hide away Chametz that is found during the Bedika. Aval Shara Chametz Ein Nizarin Bahen U Molichin Ana V'Ana. But the masses, the general Olam, they only hide away Chametz that is found during the search. They're not careful with other chametz, and they move it from place to place, right? Molichin ana va'ana. And he says, "Velo shapir abdi." They're not acting properly. In fact, the Chayadam in Kuf Yud Tes Sif Katan Chaf Gimel, he writes that in this manner the search does not accomplish anything. And he means that this is not a valid bedika at all, since he was not careful to store the chametz in a protected area and leave it there. Sif Katan Gimel, Kidei Shelo Yitzdarech Bedika. So you have to do this so that you do not require another Bedika, which would be and occur in a case, as he said, if a mouse was going to be spotted taking it, or if some bread is missing because he put down 10 and now found only 9. Look at Sif Katan Gimel, Kidei Shelo Yitzdarech Bedika. He says, even though, okay, in a case where he might have to go ahead and do another Bedika, he still will not need to make a new bracha over this search. Even though the original search and bedika was completed, the person's bracha was over the action of being baidek for this piece of bread for the sake of burning it. And since he is now retrieving that very same piece of bread for the same purpose, the mitzvah is not yet complete and he would not make another bracha. And he says, "Vim badak v'lo matzo, sarach levatel pamacheres." But if he does his second bedika and he doesn't find it, he has to make another bittul. Because obviously the chametz that this rodent, this mouse, went ahead and snatched was not part of the bitl because you thought you were going to take it and throw it away or get rid of it, either eat it or do a beer with it. Shavishir also lamachalo, he left it to eat okadei levaru lamachalo, to destroy it the next day. However, anu noagi b'lav achi levad l'sheiris b'shadas reifa. He says, regardless, our minag at the end of the day is we do another bitl anyway at the time of the sreifa, so that would all be included in that. Now back to Shulchan Aruch. Aval bistam, meaning in the absence of such evidence that another bedikah is required, like a mouse taking it or getting lost and not, can't find it. So in the absence of such, no ancient any of Deyaim Chasam Imenu Imlav, where he's not aware whether or not some of his chametz is missing, lo, he does not need to do another bedikah. V'im kafa alav kli, lo mitzo, if what he did was, when he found the chametz, he covered it, the chametz, with some type of kli, let's say a bowl or whatever, and then he doesn't find it, ein sarach libdok, he will also not need to do another bedikah, shevadai adam nitalo, because for sure a person took it, and not a mouse, something like that, the kach yichba alav kli, therefore a person, that's what he should do, o yitlenu ba'avir, a person should go ahead and cover the chametz with the kli, or hang it up in the air, or yanichenu, or put it in a teva, in some type of box, storage box. Makom she'en akbar yachol lavabo, a place where the akbar cannot get to. Let's look at the Mishnah Berura. Sifkatan dalet, eino tzarech livdok. If you put the chametz under a kli, then no second bedika is necessary. V'davka be'niach b'makom gavoa. Specifically, if he puts it in a high place, she'en yad hatinokos b'mashiva. Sham. It has to be where the kiddies don't get to. In other words, it's not only a mouse you have to worry about. A little baby could also go and get the chametz and move it to another place. Sifkatan hey, yichva alev kli, v'litena chametz b'kli, u'lechasoso aser. He says, taking the chametz and putting in a kli and covering it is not allowed. Why? Because the shratzim do uncover the kli if it has a cover on it. However, when one covers it with a wide kli, they will not be able to uncover it. That's our knowledge of how these little rodents operate. Sif Beis. After the bedika, immediately at night, one has to go ahead and do a bitl. As we had learned previously, that even though one avoids bal yirah either by abdika and physically eliminating it, or through bitl, one has to go ahead and utilize both methods of bedika biur and bitl. The next two sifim detail the time and manner in which one performs the bitl. Then, we discussed this earlier, but the precise halachic mechanism through which bitl chametz takes effect is really subject to a major machlokes among the Rishonim. The primary views are as follows, that one mentally decides, this is a bitl, he mentally decides that it is like afar, dust of the earth, inedible and useless. And this view is based on the Torah statement that before Pesach, tashbisu sor mebateichem, which literally means something along the lines of you shall dismiss chametz from your homes, and a mental decision of this sort qualifies as dismissal of the chametz. Another approach is that one formally declares the chametz shall be ownerless, hefker, so it is no longer in one's possession. This works in the very same manner that one makes any other item hefker. Again, this whether this approach is Tosfos' approach, it's a big machlokes in terms of how to understand Tosfos. Last year, I did not learn Tosfos this way. I learned Tosfos as a different process that results in Hefker. And then another approach is that the Gemara teaches that a person who has Chametz in his possession on Pesach does not have monetary ownership of it, since he's not allowed to be Nene from it. And then what happens is, the Torah then merely views one who has Chametz in his possession as if he owns it in the sense of violating Bal Yirah if he does not dispose of it, and bitl chametz is a mental decision that one has no interest in keeping the chametz over Pesach, and it is like dust and of the earth. And this is sufficient to avoid the Torah deeming it to be in your possession for purpose of violating Bal Yerah. And again, the lumdus of this is the famous Shita of the Ran. And then there's the Miri and the Ramban, who give a similar approach, but they have a variation where the chametz is useless since benefiting from it is forbidden, and bittul constitutes a decision to abide by that uselessness, and the chametz thus ceases to have the status of a food item. I'm going to go to shiurim, the Ian shiurim on all these variations, and whether we actually learn this way at the end of the day in the Ramban, and how we learn Tosis. Ayin Shum, in fact, Rashita's Rashi is very difficult to pin down what exactly Rashi Shita in Bittul is. So those are different variations of how Bittul Chametz works. But now again, we're discussing here the time and the manner in which one performs the Bittul. So comes Sif Beis, Achar Rabidika Miyad Balayla Yivat Lenu, Yomer Kol Chamir Adisei Beshusei Lo Chazisei Lo Yarti Levatel Lavi Yakafer Da'ari. So immediately after the Bidika at night, one has to do a Bittul and say, all Chametz that is in my possession, right? Call Chamira the Isa Bishusi, the Lo Chazise Lo Biarte, that I have not seen or that I have not cleared away. Livatel Laheve Ka'afr Da'ara. It's going to be Batel nullified and shall be like the dust of the earth. That is the Lashon the Shulchan Aruch gives for the Bittel. It's done immediately after the Bedika at night. Comes the Ramah and he says, Hago, Yomer HaBittel B'Lashon Shemedin. Person should say the bittul in a language that he understands, quoting the Mari Brin. Im amaro b'lashon hakodesh, and if he says it in lashon hakodesh, kol chamira kolel chametz u sor, kol chamira includes both chametz and sourdough. Aval b'shal d'shor esarach lahaskir kol echad b'tnei atzma. But if he uses other languages, he has to mention each one individually, both chametz and sourdough. Lashon Kodesh, chamira includes both of them. So let's see the Mishnah Brura on all of these. Sif katon vav. Miyad balayla yivat lenu. Hatam hu, ta'af al gabim d'raitse b'dika levat sagi. The reason someone goes and does a b'dika, even though one has to search for it and will eliminate it. Again, we already discussed this in multiple introductions, including today. It would be a bittul. Of course, as we said, midoraisa, a bittik alone with beer, and a bittul alone suffices. That's enough. Because even if the chametz is left there, he's not going to be over as long as there's no about it. Kevin Shabbatak Hetes, and he did a great Bedika, Vasa Kalmashiach Udalalav. He did everything that he had to do. Mikolako Chachamim Chashashu Shema Yimsa Guzki Yafash, and do that. Nifdeles, Mayatzma Kamopirurin. Still, Balmayach Chachamim will concern. Maybe he'll find a nice gazoot piece of Chametz that is not buckle in itself. Kimo, like Perurin, like crumbs. Yishemaat, and when he sees this nice little crispy cream, or whatever he sees, he will hesitate a little bit. Kodem sheyisufenu before he burns it, and then yavor alav bebal yirah, aval in that lenu. But if he does a bittul, shuv eino over b'chol gavim bal yirah, he will never not be over bal yirah if he make contact with it, and he then knows about it. But the bittul was already done, and a good bittul, the havi hefker v'lav lenu, because it becomes and it results in it being hefker, and it's not his. Sifkatan vav, we say the lo chazite. Below the arte, we say that chametz that he did not see and he did not clear it away, get rid of it. Sif katan zayin, ava mashara ubiyarinim vatel ashav. However, what a person has seen or cleared away, he does not have to go ahead and do bittul with at that time. Shari rotzal achol od mashen yishaya, because he wants to plan, he plans to eat from that which was left over. V'gam kedei l'kayim is esreiv v'chametz shalom v'machar. And also, he wants to be mekayim and fulfill the mitzvah of burning the chametz with his own chametz on the next day. So if he did a bittul on the chametz that he knows about that cleared away for destroying it, he won't be destroying his own chametz. V'lkach eino v'vatel achol, therefore he never v'vatel everything, av l'machar until the next day, achar achile, after he finishes eating, v'achar shesara v'chametz, after he burns up the chametz. Sifkat al ches, l'havik after the aras. The end of the statement is according to the Shulchan Aruch, any chametz that I have not seen or have not cleared away shall be batel and shall be like the dust of the earth. It's proper to say, and it should be both hefker, like the dust of the earth. To add in the word hefker. Everyone agree that this expression of the krilling, the chametz hefker, is effective. Even though normal hefker can't be done and said to oneself, and it has to be in front of other people, and it shouldn't be said to oneself, still here, it's going to be good. Now, the basic idea is that the addition of the word hefker will better accommodate the view of Tosfos that we already cited in our intro, who understands that bittul is a full-fledged form of hefker. On the other hand, one must also say that it shall be like the dust of the earth, because as the Rambam and others that are quoted here, bittul is a form of rendering the chametz a non-food and has nothing to do with hefker. So we have it as a combo statement trying to go ahead and accommodate both views. Sif katan. Test that one should go ahead, belashon shemavin, do it in a language, the bittul, that he understands. Sharei habittul hu mitoras hefker. Since bittul is conceptually a form of hefker, v'meini yodea ma mahani habittul, and if one is unaware that what one is doing, so then what use is the bittul? What's the point? V'alkein tov l'mod l'yamei aresh inam evinim l'shal kodesh. Therefore, it's good to teach the people, the Hamonam, the Olam, Amaratzim, don't know Lashon HaKodesh, or a woman, Mevatelas, Mevatel, Shetovah, you should teach them to go ahead and say that the Bittul, the Lashon Shemevi, in the language that they understand. The Hainu, Alatz, Chametz, Adar, Ziyot, Elteg, Vas, is in mein Rishus, Zal Zin, Efke, und Zal Nut, Nin, Nit, Zayin, That's how it's said in Yiddish. One more time. Al chametz oder zoy al taig vos es is in mein rishus zol zayn hefker and zol nit zayn gerechim nor zoy vi el in gaz. And he continues on. Vim amar ama oret lashon hakodesh, and if an Ama Oret did say it in Lashon HaKodesh, he doesn't understand it. If he at least understands the idea of Bittul such that he knows that he's declaring his Chametz Hefker, then he's Yotze B'diyavet, his Bittul. If he doesn't know what he's doing, but if he just thinks he's going ahead and saying some type of Tachnunim or Tefillah or whatever, then he has not fulfilled his chiv of bittul, even bidi eved. Sif katan yud. And the Ramah had said if you use the lashon of kol chamira, the lashon hakodesh, then that's inclusive of both sourdough and chametz. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, he says lav dafka, this is lav dafka, wrote to lomar, b'lashon targum, k'mosha anorim. He says, doesn't mean lashon hakodesh, it means actual kol chamira, which is the lashon of Aramaic, as we say it. Lashon HaKodesh is the Hebrew of the Tanakh and the Mishnah. Kol Chamira is really not Lashon HaKodesh, it's the Aramaic of the Gemara, but that includes both the Chametz and the Sourdough, which is Chametz and Seor, which is both Chametz Gomor. So again, that's what he said. Al Bashal Lashon, you start asking Kol Echad with Me'atzmo. On the Lashonos, you have to go ahead and mention each one by itself, chametz, as well as sourdough, seor. V'tov lachzor, continuing the Shulchan Aruch, v'tov lachzor levad lo pam acheres, v'yom arba asasor sha chamishis, kodim shefagia sha shishis. So it is best then, he says, to repeat the bittul once again during the day of the 14th of Nisan, at the end of the fifth hour, before the sixth hour arrives, shemishfagia sha shishis, nesar v'ein v'yadol levad lo. Because once the sixth hour arrives, it will become usher, and once the shas iser comes, then he can no longer be mevatel v'chanez, because once it's aser v'hana, it's no longer his to be mevatel. That's the Gemara in Pesachim, daf vavam bais. The next Mishnah Berurah now, sipkat the nidal, if the toy v'azor v'vado, it's good. The best to repeat the betol, v'shar gilet post pas, v'yoy m'abosel, l'machal. This is because it is common to go ahead and buy bread to eat on the day of the 14th of Nisan. Tugam, the pas sheshir, the lailu l'machalo, lo niskav and l'batlo. And furthermore, he had no intent to be mevatel the bread that he left over at night to eat. And the af in kibin mevatlo, alo chozer v'zochobo. And even if he intended to nullify it, he takes back his ownership of it when he wishes to eat it. And therefore, he's going to be concerned that a gezayis of it will remain, and he's going to be over on Bal Yirah or Bal Yimotzeh. And therefore, he repeats the bittul during the day. And nevertheless, he says, one should not rely only on the daytime bittul without doing bittul at night. Of course, we are concerned that because we're concerned that one will forget to perform the bittul until the 6 hour of the day, and then it will no longer the bittul will no longer be able to work. The basic idea of this all is that once the 6 hour of the day has begun, one can no longer get hanah from chametz, so one no longer owns it, and other than with respect to being over by Rabbi Matzah, therefore you can no longer do bittul. The Gemara on the Daf Beis basically says that we cannot leave out the bittul at night and rely on the owner to perform the bittul before the 6 hour of the day, because there's nothing to remind him to perform the bittul at that time. It is only at the beginning of the 6 hour of the day when one is required to destroy his chametz, that's when we might have been able to rely on the owner performing the bittul, but by then it is too late, as we explained. Now, the Taz says that although nowadays it's customary to burn the chametz before the 6 hour of the day, we still do not rely on the person to remember to perform bittul at that time, because in principle he can burn his chametz at any time. So there's no specific time at which he will remember to perform the bittul. This is all brought down in the Shaar HaTziyun. We move weiter. Hagah. Ve'ein levatlo bayom el alacha shesarif ha-chametz kidei lekayim mitzvah sreifa b'chametz shalom. The Gemara then says he should not be mevatel the chametz during the day until after having burned the chametz in order to fulfill the mitzvah of burning the chametz, the kaya mitzvah sreifa, the chametz shalom. So this way he can fulfill the mitzvah of burning the chametz with chametz that belongs to him. This is the Maharid. So Sifkatan Yud Beis again. So Ein Levatlo Bayom Ela La'Acha Shesareif HaChametz. You shouldn't be Levatlo Bayom. You shouldn't do Bittul during the day until after having burned the Chametz. Sifkatan Yud Beis. In Kain Tzarech Lisrof Kodesh Shishis. Based on this, one should burn the Chametz before the 6th hour. The Acha Kachivat Leder Gam Kain Tekev Kodesh Shiyusal Shishis. So again, one should burn the chametz before the 6th hour, and then do a bittul immediately afterwards, before the 6th hour begins. Since once the 6th hour has begun, one can no longer benefit from the chametz, and one can no longer do bittul. Sif Gimel, the bittul hayom yomar v'chazise v'lo chazise v'biyarte v'lo biyarte. The bittul of the day, one should say, all chametz that I have seen, or that I have not seen, that I have cleared away, or that I have not cleared away. Sif katan yud gimel. The vitel hayom yomar dechazite. Again, he said for the daytime vitel, one is supposed to say dechazite lo chazite, biyarte lo biyarte. That I have not seen, that I have seen, that I have not seen, that I have cleared away, that I have not cleared away. So look at Mishnah Berurah. Why do we do it? Why do we say it like this? The bittul hayom eino ela mishum hanishar who could be held b'sif katan yudalos. This is because the daytime bittul is only for what is left over, as we stated in sif katan yud aleph above. Therefore, there's no need to exclude any chametz from the bittul. One declares null and void even chametz that was completely cleared away from one's possession in order to cover chametz that was partially burnt, but still includes an edible portion, for example, the center of a thick piece of chametz is still edible. Check out the Das Torah and see there for additional reasons for this declaration.